Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Think back for a moment to when you were a child. Perhaps you were out playing with several friends and suddenly you heard your mother's voice calling you. How did you recognize that it was the voice of your mother, and what did you do? My father had a shrill and unusual whistle with which he used to call me all the way up into my teen years. I think I could hear his whistle a half a mile away. I knew that whistle meant come immediately from wherever you are, and I did. I'm in my 60s now, and I can still hear that whistle in my mind. Yesterday, we were with seven disciples of Jesus in their boat. They'd fished all night on the Sea of Galilee and caught nothing, zero. As daybreak was just beginning, a voice from the shoreline called to them, "Friends, haven't you caught anything?" John 21:5. While I don't know, I presume it was Peter who shouted back, "No!" At least that's all John reports to us that was shouted to the voice on the shoreline. Then the voice shouted back to the fishermen, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." At least four of these men were professional fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They made their living fishing on this lake, and this guy on the beach is giving them fishing lessons? But they did throw their nets in the water one more time, and suddenly the net began to draw down into the water. It was packed full of fish, so full even six grown men couldn't draw that net into the boat. Yes, there were seven men in the boat, but one had no interest in the fish. John was leaning over the side of the boat with his gaze fixed on the voice on the shoreline. And then, look, do you see it? A smile is coming across John's face, and he waves to the man on the shore and says to Peter, "It is the Lord!" How did John know? Was it the voice? Was it the fish? Peter does an amazing thing. He releases his grip on the net full of fish, maybe the biggest catch of fish he'd ever seen, and Peter grabs his outer garment and jumps into the water and starts swimming to shore. Why? Peter desperately wants some time alone with Jesus. While resurrected Jesus has appeared at least twice before this, it was always in a group. Peter needed some time for a long overdue private conversation with Jesus. As far as I know, Peter and resurrected Jesus had not yet discussed Peter's three denials of Jesus just before the rooster crowed that Thursday night of Passover weekend. Have you ever been in that situation? You know there's a problem between you and another person, and time has dragged on. You should have tried to resolve the issue weeks, maybe months ago, and it haunts you. How did that feel down deep in your heart, and what did you do about it? King David felt like that for almost a full year while he tried to cover up his adultery with Bathsheba. And finally, he and God dealt with the issue. David then wrote Psalm 32, reflecting on how he had felt during those months of trying to ignore the problem. "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Blessed is the person whose transgressions are forgiven." Psalm 32:1-5. While I don't think at that time Peter fully understood all the significance of Jesus' death on the cross, over time, he came to understand, as we do, that Jesus paid the full atonement price for our sin so we can be forgiven by God when we confess our sin to him. That's 1 John 1:9. My friends, are you right now living in that painful place of ignoring or trying to cover up something in your life which you know is wrong? I invite you to do what Peter did. Drop everything and rush to a private meeting with Jesus. Discuss it with him. Be honest with him. He knows even more about the situation than you do. He saw and heard it all. Repent of your wrongdoing in it, put it all in his hands, and experience the glorious power of God's forgiveness. Evidently, Peter did in his private conversation on the beach with Jesus. John tells us Jesus actually had breakfast cooking on the beach for the men when they finally pulled the boat to shore. He knew they'd been working all night and ended up with nothing. He knew they were exhausted and frustrated. Do you notice Jesus met that need first by calling them friends when he called out from the shoreline. And then he filled their nets fuller than they'd ever seen. And now Jesus met their hunger need with hot, fresh-cooked shoreline breakfast at sunrise. Go ahead, help yourself. Roasted fish, hot, fresh bread. While John doesn't mention it, perhaps there's even coffee. Let's sit with them and just listen to the conversation. I'm sure they talked about many, many things. And then, look, Jesus leans over toward Peter with a simple yet profound question. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? John 21:15. Jesus used Peter's original name, going all the way back to before they first met, Simon. Oh my, all that has happened in Peter's life and their relationship since that first encounter. And I wonder what you think Jesus meant when he asked if Peter loved him more than these. More than what or who? Peter loved his homeland, the Galilee, the lake, his friends. Peter loved fishing and especially a big catch. Peter loved his brother Andrew, his family, and now these other disciples. But where did Jesus stand in the list of things and people that Peter deeply loved? And then Peter knew John and Jesus had a very special relationship. Was Jesus asking Peter if he loved Jesus like John did? Jesus used the word agape love in his question, and it reminded Peter of what Jesus had said in the upper room that Thursday evening. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Far from laying down his life for Jesus, Peter had denied that he even knew him. But now, Jesus was giving Peter a new chance. But Peter was cautious. Peter responded, "Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo love you." There's a big difference between agape love, the kind of love Jesus had for his disciples, which he proved going all the way to the cross, and phileo love, which is a friendship affection. Look around the group. What do you see in everyone's face as they contemplate the question and the answer? Jesus responds to Peter, "Feed my lambs." Jesus was not a shepherd. He had no flocks of sheep. But Jesus had used the sheep and shepherd as an example of the relationship that he wanted with his followers. He had said, "The good shepherd calls his own sheep by name and he leads them. He goes ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me and I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." John chapter 10. Peter knew sheep have little lambs, and those lambs are both valuable and vulnerable. They need constant care from the shepherd, and they have great future potential. Was Jesus here commissioning Peter to a special focus on people who newly put their faith and trust in Jesus, and like little lambs are vulnerable while also being valuable, but needing much care as they begin their journey of a relationship with Jesus? As conversation continued around the fire that early morning, Jesus did it again. He leaned toward Peter and asked him a second time, in a slightly different way this time, "Simon, son of John, do you truly agape love me?" All eyes are now riveted on Peter. He looks at each of us sitting around him. Then he looks out to the lake, the net full of fish, even up into the sky as some birds fly overhead. How should he answer? Peter knows Jesus is looking down deep into his soul, and he knows Peter even better than Peter knows himself. Peter knows he outwardly appears strong and self-confident, but down deep inside, that insecurity which caused him to deny Jesus can bubble up at any time given the right set of circumstances. Oh, how he hated that about himself. But he couldn't promise Jesus it would never happen again. "Yes, Lord. You know that I phileo love you." Everyone around the circle is feeling the same thing. "That was a wise answer, Peter. And while I feel sorry for you, I'm sure glad it's you and not me engaged in this conversation with Jesus." Look, Jesus is speaking to Peter again. "Take care of my sheep." Sheep of all animals need care. They need a shepherd who's with them always, guiding them to good pasture and water, and keeping a sharp eye out for predators which might harm or attack the sheep. Good shepherds are constantly evaluating the health of every sheep in their flock and giving special care to those which need it. Was Jesus asking Peter to be that kind of a shepherd to people who are going to entrust their lives to Jesus, and maybe even many of those who already were followers of Jesus but would feel lost when Jesus leaves and returns to heaven? As you sit around this breakfast fire listening to Peter and Jesus, looking into the eyes of the other six disciples, and especially into Jesus' eyes, what are you feeling, my friends? Likely, you are imagining what you would answer if Jesus was asking you these questions, right? Finally, for a third time, Jesus leans towards Peter and asks, "Simon, son of John, do you phileo love me?" Oh my. Everyone leans back a bit, eyes darting back and forth among us. While Jesus had consistently used Peter's original name, taking him back to even before they met this time, Jesus has dramatically changed the question. Now Jesus is asking, "Peter, are you even committed to a strong friendship with me?" Forgiveness is a powerful thing, isn't it, my friends? But forgiveness always has the unspoken question behind it. Now that I have forgiven you, will you do it again? Will you break my heart again? Will you hurt me again? We've all been there. We have extended forgiveness to someone who has hurt us deeply, and we begin to rebuild trust and a relationship, but all the while, in the back of our minds is that question: could it happen again? Jesus had made it clear. He was soon leaving, permanently returning to heaven. Peter knew he was known as one of Jesus' closest associates, and Peter should assume he would be questioned about Jesus hundreds of times all the rest of his life. Peter should assume some of those who hated Jesus so much that they called for his death, those very same people would likely be coming after him and calling for his death too. The question was an important one. In fact, in some ways, it would define the rest of Peter's life. Do you love me? Peter knew Jesus was asking him, what is the true definition of our relationship? I think it's important we pause right here, my friends. Let's spend the rest of today with this group of men on the beach. The truth is, we can't see down to the depths of their souls, but you and I can look deeply into each of our own souls. We know ourselves. We know what we really think and feel about Jesus. And so I invite each and all of us, my Walking with Jesus friends all around the world, let's have this very same conversation with Jesus. Let him look deeply into your eyes. His look is loving, not accusing, but it is also honest. Jesus made you, and he loves you, and he knows you fully. So how do you answer each of the questions as Jesus asks you how much you love him? And with each answer, what is Jesus inviting you to do in our world, which flows out of the relationship that you and he have? I invite you to engage these questions as often as you can today. And tomorrow we'll finish looking at this incredible sunrise beach scene with Jesus. Now, here's a wonderful song to help you engage this important conversation with Jesus. Listen closely. Can you hear the accent of the singer? It's from a place where many have died as martyrs for following Jesus. Ponder the powerful truths of the song and look at his nail-scarred hands as you contemplate the relationship Jesus wants with you.